feel like I'm like still struck. I'm like, oh, hey. And you're like, hey, how are you?
Hey, girl. We're going to be done in like 3 seconds. Podcast done.
I'm already recording.
At casual.
Oh my God. You know, you told me to start recording when you walked in. I essentially just did that and I didn't tell you.
Oh my God. I'm well. I haven't even had coffee.
I mean, what?
Yeah.
I thought you must have pounded a pot by now.
Well, you know, it's funny. Like, I forget. There's a Dunkin' Donuts on the way here. Hashtag ad. And I always forget it. And I nearly like wrecked this morning thinking like, oh, I got to get in the right hand lane. And then I was like, fuck it. I don't need coffee. I'm wound up.
Did you get a good night's sleep last night?
I did. You know, I got a Peloton. Hashtag ad.
Oh my God. It came in. Tell us everything. And thank God.
This will be day 4. And I'm sleeping better already. Like, well, I feel better about myself already. And I'm literally doing 20-minute beginner workouts.
But still.
But yesterday, I finished. It's for non-Peloton users. I don't even know how to explain it yet because it's still so new to me. But, okay. Like, when you take a class, you can see, like, who is currently also taking that class.
Oh.
And so there's, like, a bit of competition. You don't see them. You see it, like, in a leaderboard.
Yeah.
Like, you can see everyone who's ever taken it. And then you can see, like, who is currently taking it. And like, so it makes it a little bit competitive. And
goals.
Yesterday I finished first in my class.
What? Yeah. Look at you. Yeah. You know what this means. Mm-hmm. Slutapalooza is right around the corner.
Slutapalooza, Slutapalooza 2021.
God, we just need that vaccine. Wait.
Yeah.
Just wear a mask.
Just wear a mask.
Can I talk about,
kissing.
This is so not on topic and it's just because I watched it this morning. I'm still thinking about it. But Megan Thee Stallion was on SNL last weekend. And they did a skit that was called like something about you got to see the bottom of her face before you actually take her home, because they're talking about how when you meet someone now, they are wearing a mask. And so you don't know what's happening.
Oh, yeah, she might have,
like,
big buck teeth.
Well, that's what they said. Like, what if she's missing teeth, or what if she turns to the side and she looks like Jay Leno? Because, you know, like,
or has like a beard.
Oh, true.
Like,
you
a
never
full
know.
She's got like a Fu Manchu.
She's got a mustache.
A mustache.
Yeah. I mean, it's like so funny. So if you guys haven't seen that yet, Chris
that
Rock was
really
the host.
Funny.
Megan Thee Stallion was the musical guest.
I heard it was
really
brilliant.
Funny.
I heard the skit about the debate was really amazing.
I need to go watch.
Yeah,
I need to go watch. Did you watch the debate last night?
Oh, yes. The fly.
The fly. That's the only thing
I ordered the fly swatter. Biden is selling a fly swatter right now.
Already?
Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
First
marketing.
Of all, so,
what
you know,
a brilliant idea.
They had the URL, which she said on air, iwillvote.com. Last night they bought flywillvote.com and it just redirects you to iwillvote.com.
Oh my God. Whoever came up with that they need a raise.
Fucking
that
brilliant.
Was brilliant.
And then there's the fly swatter says truth before flies.
Wow.
Or truth over flies or something like that.
That is so smart.
Yeah. It's so amazing.
Oh my God.
It's $10. I mean, everyone needs a fly swatter, right?
It's like, it's depending on what side you're on. Obviously you're going to look at the fly as a very meaningful for whatever. Like, you might buy a fly swatter. Or I've seen other people who are actually voting for Trump and Pence say that they've been looking up the spiritual meaning of flies, and it's like bringing prosperity and all these things, you know. So it's whatever side you're on.
I think you can argue
that the fly was very meaningful.
Well, it's funny because I saw it on Twitter and then I had to Google it myself just to like be sure it wasn't
what,
like
the actual
Photoshop.
Swatter?
Well, no, the biblical meaning of flies, and it said, and this is from dreamingandsleeping.com. It's some biblical thing.
Yeah.
In the Bible, flies have a completely different meaning. They represent everything that is bad. Some even consider them descendants of the devil. Flies represent the worst evil and personification of the worst on our planet.
Do you think that this is one of those cases of we make things into whatever it is we want them to believe?
100%. But it's like the jokes write themselves.
Of
like,
course.
It's like, I mean, I have seen so many memes.
It's all it's been about today.
I mean,
the fly
has their own Twitter and its own like
the
Instagram
fly probably
page
has more
right
followers
now.
Than us.
I know. Seriously.
Go ahead.
Wait, what was the other thing I was going to say? Oh, I mean, what I love about the fly swatter is it's kind of taking a page out of Trump's book, because remember like when there was that whole scandal about like where the hurricane was going to go and he used the Sharpie to like draw it
yes,
in?
Yes.
Well, then he started selling Sharpies.
Oh.
So it's like,
well,
know,
whoever,
he plays
that's
into the
brilliant
joke.
Too.
It's brilliant.
You've got to play into the joke.
You know, he sold when the whole thing about like banning straws, and he was like, you people are crazy. They started selling Trump straws.
I mean,
it's brilliant.
This
marketing.
Is what I always say about the Kardashians, not to go back to how much I'd love right. to toot their horn for being smart business people, but they were always in on the joke.
Totally.
And if you're in on the joke, then you just can make a shit ton of money. Right. On it,
the problem with the straw joke is like it feeds the problem. And so right. I have a problem with that. Like, and they were like, it was like 10 straws for $15, like plastic
expensive.
Straws.
Okay. Yeah.
That so feels you're like... ripping off people, but and sort of still hurting the environment. So although I think it's funny and brilliant, like I don't recommend anybody go
I shit
straws.
You not, I just got a notification from Cosmo that says a fly landed on Mike Pence's head during the debate, and the memes are all that anyone's talking about today.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's everywhere. Well, we digress, but I wanted to get into a couple of the messages we got from last week's podcast. First, the Britney conversation brought, you know, a lot of people had some things to say.
She was dope.
Like, everyone loved Britney. Everyone was also shook about going to the dentist. Like, I seriously feel like we did something really great for society.
I have a coworker whose father is a dentist, and she, mortifying. Like, before she listened, she was like, I think she, like, maybe it was something you posted. She was like, I'm scared to listen. What is it? And I was like, yeah. No oral sex before you visit your dad.
Then she really started rethinking every time she's ever been to the dentist. I mean, could you imagine it's your dad and he's like, oh, man.
Or like the dental hygienist is like, honey, you need to go home right now.
She's like, you know what? You don't need to see your daughter today. Yeah, don't worry about it.
Everything looks good. Yep, no x-rays on this trip. We're good.
So this girl, this is from, not Jessica. I want to read her second. This one, oh my gosh, I can't even operate a phone. You're like over here flying and I just can't even like go through my phone. Okay. So this says, hey, Kelly. So I was listening to your newest At Casual podcast, and when Brittany talked about an STD and blowjobs, it reminded me of something that happened to me.
Oh, God.
I was hooking up casually with this guy, and then the next day I got a text asking if I had an STD. I told him no, and he said he thinks he has herpes because there's a rash or something on his dick, and that he's going to the doctor. I call my BFF crying because herpes is no joke. He then texts me after his appointment and said it was bruising from his getting his dick sucked. Homeboy couldn't tell the difference between a BJ bruise and an STD. Whew. I just need to back up for a second. A BJ bruise. So is this common? Am I missing something?
Bruises are caused by blood. Like being brought
like
to the surface.
So like if you suck too hard?
Yeah, like a hickey. It's okay. Basically a dickie.
A dickie. Oh my
hashtag
God.
We
need to really seriously get a fucking notepad because he's on fire today. I feel like we're going to make billions of dollars.
It's a dickie.
Hashtag a dickie.
Look, we can't talk about Biden selling fly swatters
and
then us not sell shit. So
okay,
you guys pre-order the dickie.
I'm just going to film you right now and I will post this for you guys on my Instagram. Merch. But Chip is taking down merch ideas.
Dickie. There we go.
Merch number one.
We'll get rich.
Hashtag Dickie. Yeah, we're going to get rich. Great.
Let's set up a
My mom's going to be so proud when I'm like sending out merch that says things like Dickie or Got Anal.
Or Slutapalooza.
Slutapalooza. Just keeping it classy over here on That Casual.
Hey, you got to wear it proud.
Yeah. Well, so I just did not understand that bruising was so normal with blowjobs.
Well, I mean, I get, look, there's, you can bite it, like it can get sucked
but
too
nobody
hard.
Likes to bite it, right? Or is that some trick that I need to know about?
Well, no. I don't think that anyone likes it being bitten. I mean, there's a little nibbling that can be fun, but like.
Okay. You don't want like the teeth scraping.
I think some
stitch.
People like accidentally do it.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, it can, you know, blunt force trauma is real.
I mean, but did you wake up in the morning? Have you ever seen like a bruise on your dick? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm
fascinated. People break their dicks too. You can break your dick.
Okay, I can see that. Like if a girl was on top, I could see how that could happen actually pretty easy. Like if it slipped out and then you
went back in real fast.
But like hit or didn't hit the hole correctly.
Right, yeah, and you bend it in half.
Trying to not
say like
graphic
detail. Somebody was telling me recently that they knew someone who'd broken their dick twice.
Okay, if you do it once, that's bad. But twice? Yeah. I mean, what is this saying where it's like, fool me once.
Break me once, shame on you.
Break my dick once, shame on you. Break my dick twice, shame on me. Shame the rhyme there is, it's a little off. Yeah. We'll work on that. We'll work on that.
Oh, here you go. Break my dick once, fuck you. Break my dick twice, fuck me.
Fuck me.
I mean, Okay, I'm writing that
hope,
down.
Oh my God. Now here he goes with the notepad again. I hope other people think this kind of stuff is funny and not just stupid. Because I think it's hilarious.
I love it.
Okay, so let's go back to the messages. I'm sorry, now I have to scroll through the videos that I have of you. So Jessica wrote into us about queefing, because we did talk a little bit about that last week as well. And she said, so I have historically not queefed during sex, but I dated this one guy for a few months and I always queefed during sex. Always. It was so embarrassing, but it was not good sex. He always made me be on top and I would have to be on top for so long. It felt like hours. I don't know how she had the thigh strength to do that. That's my first thought. And one time my legs were so sore from riding him that I could barely walk the next day. Like I did leg day at the gym. I mean, this is what I'm saying. This is like a serious workout. I've been with my now husband for almost 10 years and never queef, no matter the position. I think that was my vagina's way of telling me to dump that boring sex asshole. I love Jessica. But remember I told you, I was like, you were like, I mean, it means something's going right with the queefing. And I was like, does it though? I don't know. Because like, honestly, if I ever queef, it's usually because the pumping is too much. And I'm just not into a pump necessarily.
I mean, it's
air.
Yeah, it's just air.
Right.
But Jessica, don't ever just like let some guy be like, he made me be on top all the time. Fuck him.
Right. Like, bitch, you do all
ask
these.
Ask for what you want.
Yes. Honestly, if you're on top.
Especially if the sex is lame.
Well, totally. I mean, that's a lot of work being on the top as a girl, because like, you have to use so much thigh strength. I'm telling you, the burn is real.
Yeah. It's funny because I feel like guys would assume that it's easier. Because you're just like sitting.
This is shows how much you don't have sex with girls. You're not just fucking sitting.
I know.
I mean, you have to use your upper thigh strength. Your hips, like your hip flexors get tight. It's a lot. There's like a couple ways you can do it too. Are you going to like do the podcast, or are you going to keep looking at your fucking phone right now? Oh my God. It's like you go through drawers, you check your text messages. Like, am I just not interesting to you?
Hey, I'm also managing a band that had a question.
Okay, band.
But I can answer it later.
I don't even remember what I was saying.
Well, you were talking about sitting on top.
Right, just sitting. No, it's working on top, Chip. You're working. You're doing the work. You're putting in some time.
Well, it sounds like this guy was like, sit here while I
guess. But this just the leg day thing makes total sense to me. There's been times where I have done leg day and I can't be on top that night. It's like, that is not going to happen. It's too hard. The burn is too real.
Too much lactic acid.
What does that mean?
That's what makes your muscles burn.
Oh, yeah. Pump that through your body. I wonder if that would bruise. Okay, so this one's from Rayanne. I think that's how you say her name. Thoroughly enjoyed this week's At Casual. Cried actual tears laughing with y'all. We love hearing that. Venus Flytrap had me. I also feel like Big Brother or whoever keeps tabs on your Google history must be so entertained. I did not think about that until she said that. And so then I was like, oh my gosh, this At Casual podcast has now made my Google search probably like pretty bad.
You might be on a sex offender list.
Literally, I'm like gonna not be able to move by schools pretty soon or something.
Do you get like dildo ads and stuff? I don't feel like
I've been working with a vibrator company.
Well, yeah, so then.
Oh, you're saying on your computer.
Right. Yeah, like have you noticed like any of your ads changing?
Not yet, thank God.
Well, now that they're listening, our phone, Siri.
Oh my God, we're going to simmer down, keep it in your pants, Siri. Could you imagine? Like, you're just sitting there trying to do actual work on your computer and like dildo ads.
You call your coworker and you're like, hey, well, can you check this out? And you like pull up the thing and it's like all the banners are like sexual related.
And
you're
then,
like,
from then on out, it's just like everyone's going to think you have some real problems. And you're like, no. I was just doing a podcast about this stuff.
Yeah. Every ad I get is for Luff Beds, by the way. Luff, however you say it now.
Well, it's a hashtag ad for you.
I know. It's like,
the beds I got. I love them.
Yeah. Lindsay got them,
and
too.
And then one of your clients also has been working with them. They're amazing. Yeah, the beds are so soft.
I need to get me one. Hashtag ad.
Oh, my God. He's like, Nicole, are you listening? Okay. So should we get into the topic for this week?
Yes.
So last night, I was driving home from work, and I was thinking to myself, because like my boyfriend and I have been working through like full transparency conversations, which are so difficult, right? Like you can have a really good relationship, I feel, and not be lying to each other or anything like that, but you're learning how to actually be fully yourself. Like to me, that's like full intimacy, you know? Right. And it's hard.
It's really hard.
But we've been working on doing that like more and better and trying to be adults in a relationship, you know, shit that's like real life. And I was driving home and I was thinking to myself, I really like that. Like, I'm really happy with doing that with him. And I love that we can try to come to each other with real truths and all of these things.
It must be relieving.
It is so relieving. Yeah. And you feel seen, you know? Yeah. And I was just like, I wonder if other people do that. Like, you know, my train of thought just started going on this whole thing. And the first thing that popped into my mind about women lying, because like there's a lot of articles about women cheating too, right? And so that was, I was kind of like, I wonder if that's the biggest area that women lie to men. And then I was like, oh my God, I bet it is about faking orgasms.
Yeah.
And then that's such a like, I was about to say a daily thing, but I don't know how much people are having sex. But it's like such a natural, probably happens all the time thing within a relationship that I think that women, a lot of women probably justify in their head that that's not a lie. What do you think?
I mean, I don't think that when you sent me the topic last night, it struck me because mm-hmm. it had never occurred to me.
As a lie.
And it was a lie.
Me either.
And I bet you 100% of women have faked an orgasm.
At some point in their life, I would say probably so.
In doing my research, a lot of times it's, you know, the first time you have sex because...
Why would you do it the first time though?
Well, I think it's just because you don't know any better. Like what you think sex is about is the orgasm and not the actual act of having fun with and connecting with the person.
Right.
And, you know, the guy's done in 30 seconds and he's like, did you come? And you're like, yeah. I mean, you might not have faked the orgasm, but you lied about having one.
Right.
You know? Because he doesn't know any better either.
Right. And that was what was so interesting for me to think about because I actually like, when you're talking about the first time, I'm thinking, well, you wouldn't do it the first time because like you don't care
right.
if you let
lie
someone
about
down.
It is the point that I was
but
making.
You might. And it's just such an interesting thought because I guarantee you, like you said, most women have at some point in their life faked an orgasm and they don't look at it as lying because it's just like, oh, I just did what I had to do.
There's some sort of justification.
Yeah. So I asked the question on my Instagram to the women, do you guys consider this lying? Do you do this still? Like, are we still doing this here in 2020? And it was really mixed results, which I was actually like, I thought a lot of people would be like, hell no, you know, like power of the pussy kind of mentality. Right. Like, here we go. But there was a lot of women who had the old mentality of, yes, I do it. I don't think it's lying. It's for his own good because I don't want to bruise his ego.
Right.
Can you? Ugh.
I mean, I bet in all of my research, that was sort of like the main underlying reason why women do it is to like lift their man up.
But like, are you really though? Because like, it's such a false thing.
Well, I mean, it probably does lift him up, but like the fuck? Like, aren't you supposed to be deriving personal pleasure mm-hmm. out of sex? Like, this isn't a one-sided act.
No.
Like, it's really like... I think I would, and obviously it's been a long time since I've had sex with a woman, but like, I feel like I would be devastated to find out that like, in the end, there wasn't real pleasure for them. And that's not to say that like, the rest of a sexual act is not pleasurable, because there's a lot of ways that you can derive sex, pleasure from sex. It should not be all about the orgasm. But at the end of the day, if that's the truth, then why even lie about it? Like, just be like, sweetheart, you have been fucking me for way too long. You stay hard too long. Like, that would actually make a guy like proud too. Like,
true.
That he fucks too long.
It depends on how you say it, I guess.
You know what I mean? It's because that was one of the reasons that a lot of women fake orgasm is because
they're
just tired. Or it's like, you're having like a morning quickie or an mm-hmm. afternoon quickie. And mm-hmm. like, you're like, I gotta get back to work. My lunch hour's been over for 5 minutes, you know?
Gotta go. A lot of the men that wrote in were upset by this because they were like, yeah, absolutely, it's lying. And like, I would want to know because I want to know how to get her off, you know? And so if she's telling me that she's having an orgasm, but she's really not, then first of all, I feel misled, but second of all, like, I don't know how to do it any better than, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's, you need the instruction.
Yeah. Like this guy said, absolutely. It is lying. You're misleading the guy into thinking he is doing something correctly and to your satisfaction. I prefer straightforward women. You can't get better if you don't know where you truly stand.
Totally. It's, I mean, it's a great point.
Yeah. It's like, I read a bunch of articles that talked about, like penetration isn't really how women have orgasms, which isn't always true, by the way, but like it's harder for us to do it that way. Like you usually need clitoral stimulation of some sort. And that a lot of women, when they fake it, like it's like very obvious, really, if you know anything about how to give a woman an orgasm, because it's not, we're not going to like be like two pumps and done, like you said. Like it's not going to be like pump, pump, pump.
Right. Look, there might be some women whose body, because I do think orgasm is also like a very mental thing.
Oh, I could see
and
that.
And so I think if you can get yourself into the headspace where you're like, you just sort of like let your body be free.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of times, like if you've been faking an orgasm for 2 years with a guy, like you're never going to get there mentally because now you're... This is just your approach.
Right. I want to actually touch on that topic in a minute, but I'm going to read through some of these listener responses first because we can, so we can get like the different gauge of them. But so this one's from Mary Liz. She says, I think so, as far as it's lying. In a relationship, if it's casual sex and if it's bad and you don't plan on sleeping with them again, you can just fake it to be done. Like I actually thought that too.
Yeah,
if you're just like, I'm never going to have sex with this guy again, like, I just need to be done with this shit.
Yeah, that's protecting yourself.
Yeah, she said, but in a relationship, I think it's important to be honest if you are just not feeling it or if something hurts, building communication and trust. It also hopefully improves your sex life with your partner. Right. The thing about hurting, that's an interesting thing too, because a lot of women will just try to like suck it up and get through it until the guy comes. But like, this goes back to what we talk about all the time on this podcast about women being more vocal in sex. And like, it really is very important because we're supposed to enjoy this just as much as men.
Well, I also read that like for some women, orgasm can actually be painful.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
God, that would suck.
The article that I read like didn't go into detail about it. It just said that that was one of the reasons that some women fake it because the act of orgasming can be painful.
What?
Yeah.
That feels like such a punishment in life. Good mean God. I read something about a lot of women, or not a lot, but there are women who physically cannot orgasm. Like it's called anorgasm or something. I should probably know the name before I
start. What did they do in a past life?
I know, right? I mean, I think a painful orgasm sounds more like punishment. I would just rather not be able really to do it.
Like if that's a good punishment, it should come very easily too. You know,
literally.
Like, literally C-U-M.
Come, yeah. Okay, this one's from Ashley. She said, 100% I'm not faking shit if my man isn't giving me what I need. Honestly, all the way. Either he needs help figuring out what rocks your boat, or he needs to know maybe it's just one of those times where it ain't happening for you. Being candid is better than faking, in my opinion. That's another thing, is like, I don't think women orgasm every time you have sex, and like that's okay too,
right?
Like it doesn't mean you can't enjoy
the orgasm.
Exactly.
Like, make it about the journey too. And if it's like, look, sweetheart, it's not happening, I got to get to work or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, just say it.
It's okay. Like, you can still enjoy it.
Enjoy the act.
This one's for Michaela, and she goes, no, it's not lying. It's a confidence booster for the guy. I think that's wrong.
I think you're lying to yourself at that point.
Yeah, but like think about what a confidence hit it would be if he finds out later that you've been lying the whole fucking time.
In my research, I found out that like divorced men are 67% higher, like more likely to fake.
Divorced women?
No. I'm getting
you
ahead of myself.
You want to save it?
Let's save it.
Okay. Yeah. You want to jot it down in that journal right now?
I've got it mentally noted now?
Okay.
Yeah. I'm getting ahead of myself.
He's just so excited today that he can't even hold his feedback back. His feedback back. What? Okay. For sure it is. This one's from Lucy. You should be able to be honest with your partner and work through this stuff. If your relationship is suffering, in my experience, if you're still doing the deed but not feeling it, it will be tough to orgasm and it won't be enjoyable. after a while. Resentment builds and emotional intimacy wanes. If you're faking because you're just they're just not good, you got to try and be open enough to guide them in the right way. I don't think there's many things more of a kick in the teeth for a guy than someone faking their orgasm. That's an ego kicker. I wouldn't want to bullshit my partner. Nobody wins. There, I've said it. That's just my two cents.
Yeah, and I think too, it's like this is good advice to start with, you know, like once you get into it,
you're fucked,
once
man.
Once you start lying, like it's really tough, like yeah. to get out of that.
I've been in that situation before in other relationships, like when I was younger, and then you're just like, well, how do I do it now? How right. do I like come back to coming?
Yeah, because he thinks he's doing it right
the whole time. So then all of a sudden you need something super different, and he's like, wait, what?
Right.
It just is just obvious, I feel. Molly says, yes, I did not always feel that way. You're only hurting yourself if this is a long run relationship. It was hard for me to break that silence and be honest about what wasn't happening for me in bed with my now husband. So just be honest, be like, dude, we ain't there yet. We'll keep working on it. I kind of liked that. Like take a lot of the like, it doesn't have to be so fucking serious,
right?
But just be like, hey, yeah, but let's keep working. Like that's like a project, right? Yeah. You're like, oh, we have to have sex again so we can right. figure this out together. I did read a lot of articles talking about one of the big problems with women's orgasm. A lot of times it's like they don't even know how to get there themselves. Right. So it's like it's really important for a woman to know what gets her off too, which is an interesting thought. Mm-hmm. You can tell you're really contemplating that.
Well, it made me think of that article that I was telling you about. From The Guardian, where it said, like, it says, so The Guardian did a study, and it first showed that women that felt uncomfortable saying the word clitoris were more likely to fake orgasms.
I'm just like,
which would make me think, like, someone that's scared to say the word clitoris or clit or probably even vagina probably isn't using vibrators and dildos and masturbating much.
No.
Yeah, and they also said that heterosexual women in relationships who had hostile views about feminism were more likely to fake it.
I found that really interesting because I will say, like, there is some sort of programming in women that we've talked about this a lot, but it's like you do things a certain way, you're married by a certain time, you have a baby by a certain time. And so we have all of these things in our head all of the time. And I think that one of those things that is starting to kind of go away, but it's slowly getting there, is women owning their sexuality, right. or it being okay for women to enjoy sex,
right.
instead of just like doing it to either get pregnant or to please their partner.
Right. Well, I mean, it's the traditional patriarchal view of like, get married young, have kids, mm-hmm. be subservient to your husband, blah, blah, blah. And I think this, what's interesting about that viewpoint about feminism is that like, you know, like the modern view of feminism it's so driven by women now that are so out and proud with like the pink pussy hats right. and things like that. But, you know, when we first started, like when feminism first started to become a little mainstream, it was like you kind of assumed they were all lesbians, you know,
totally.
Like there was something like a little more gruff about it.
Right.
And I think heterosexual women kind of looked at them and were like lesbians.
Right.
And it gave like a bad, you know, it left a bad taste.
I think that's for right. feminism. Like, how do you wrap your mind around being in a heterosexual relationship with a man and being a feminist back
right.
in the day? I think it's getting a lot easier.
Totally, because now men are feminist.
That's
There's
right.
a lot of
yeah.
male feminists.
Yeah.
So I think that the view of feminism has changed a lot, but I can see where they would have arrived at this like discovery.
Yeah, I mean, it's uncomfortable too. Think about too, if you got married really young, like this is another thing I think that's changing a lot in our culture. Like masturbation it's way more, maybe it's just more talked about. I don't know if it's more prevalent, but amongst girls, I do feel like it's more prevalent. I think maybe we're just talking about it more easily.
I mean, I feel like people have, well, women have probably started to do it more. I mean, guys have probably
always
jacked
yeah.
up. But like even when we were like young, like if there was ever like a masturbation scene in a movie or whatever, it was like almost something that was meant to be hidden,
it's like
to be embarrassed
super
about.
Secret and taboo. Yeah. Yes, which I do think is getting a little less, and people are talking about the importance of self-love and like making sure you're taking care of your own needs and being in touch with your own body and all of these things. So I think it starts a lot younger too. But like, I know if I had gotten married right out of college or something, like I wouldn't know what I wanted in sex.
No.
I wouldn't know how to like have an orgasm myself, you know? And I think that's something you learn over the years. And especially as you age as a woman, like you just get more comfortable in your own body and accepting like what you want in the bedroom. And so if you got married young, like it would be a hard thing. So what if you've been lying to your husband for like 15 or 20 years?
Yeah. Your whole life.
Like that's a hard conversation to have.
Plenty of women that like literally go through life never having an orgasm.
That sounds so depressing.
So depressing.
God.
I wonder if there's any correlation between like, you know, when you're younger and you start having sex, like you'll kind of fuck anybody, you know? So it's like you have less.
Slutapalooza.
Slutapalooza. You have less valleys. Whereas as you're an adult and you're making, you know, more
sound decisions,
like there's probably more lulls in your sex life. So you have to kind of turn to pleasing yourself so that like,
that's an interesting thought.
And maybe that's where you become a little bit more comfortable with masturbation in your body.
Yeah.
Where I think, you know, guys, it's like,
well, you guys,
the second
just like,
your hand can touch your dick,
that's
you're
what I was
going
to say.
It,
you know, like, yeah. It's so much different to me because like, yeah, well, this could go into a whole nother topic. Maybe we should save this. Okay. I was just going to say, like, masturbation for men and women is so different because it's more of a process for us.
Totally.
Everything is with this.
Yeah.
Although I did read in another article that it is a common misconception that a woman having an orgasm is so much more difficult than a man. And they're like, no, it's not. It's usually just that, like, people aren't going about it the right way or educating their partner on how to go about it. And so then it's just this frustrating, like, yeah, that feels okay. But like, it's never going to get, you right. know.
I think we should put a pin in the masturbation thing because that could be a whole nother topic.
Okay.
Because I think there's a lot that we could research on that.
Well, we actually had gotten an email. This was months ago, and we were going to talk about the porn within a relationship conversation, which is super tough. But I want to actually, that one feels like we need an actual expert on because I don't know the answer.
Yeah, I don't
like
either.
It's like a hard conversation still for me within relationships, like as an adult. Like I think it's like confusing on what's healthy, what's not, what is like, should you be threatened by, what is okay, I don't know.
And to be perfectly honest, like that's not something that I'm really into.
Right.
So I don't have a lot of experience with it. Like if someone was like, let's put on some porn, it would kind of make me giggle. Like it would take me out of the moment.
Are you saying to watch together?
Yeah. Are you talking about like making it with each?
No, I'm talking about like when you're in a relationship. Because one of the listeners wrote into us and said that she had been having a conversation with a bunch of her friends and they were all talking about how their husbands watched porn and masturbated all the time and they hated it. And she was like, well, my husband doesn't. And they all started laughing like, yeah, ha, 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 like all guys do kind of thing. And so she went home and asked him again and they had a conversation about it. And she was just like, I'm like not comfortable with that. But is that weird that I'm not comfortable with that? Like, do I just need to be comfortable with it? He said he doesn't, but yeah, I don't know. And so then there was that, like, do all guys watch porn and masturbate all the time, like secretly? Is it, you know, like if they don't, if they're saying they don't, or is that actually true? Or I don't know. And like if they do, what is an acceptable amount, or what means they're not satisfied in the bedroom
right,
with you
right. Yeah,
like that's a tough one.
It's a tough one. I know personally, like when I've been in relationships,
It dies down. It wanes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because why would you really need it? That's not to say like it never happens.
No.
But
I think most
wanes.
People would prefer sex.
Totally.
Over masturbation. But like, yeah, I mean, there's times when you're not together. There's, you know, whatever it is. But yeah. I mean, there's also the flip side of that where I think, you know, it can become a problem, which is becoming very prevalent too.
Absolutely.
And like,
it's a real addiction.
Yeah. So it's an interesting topic. Maybe we need to dive a little deeper into both of those things. You actually brought up an interesting point that you found out that a lot of men fake orgasms. Tell us more about that.
So,
how the fuck is that possible?
Well, one of the main ways that I read was condoms. Like, no woman wants to, like, see what's in your condom. You know, like, gross. You can fake it and then, like, pull the condom off and throw it away.
That's true.
But an article that I read on NBCNews.com said 1 in 4 guys have faked orgasm.
Wow. Yeah. That's way more than I would have thought.
Yeah. The Debbie, I'm going to butcher her last name, Herbenick. She's the co-director of the Center for Sexual Health Promotion at Indiana University. University said men tend to fake for similar reasons that women fake: to help their partner's ego, to not hurt their partner's feelings, and to end sex so that they can go to sleep or go home.
Wow.
Yeah.
It is so weird because, like, when you told me that, I was like, oh my God, I start rethinking through, like what if my partner has done that? And I would be upset. Yeah. Just like what you're saying with the men, like, I would want to know.
Yeah, because ultimately, it makes you be like, was I not good enough?
What was I doing?
Was I fucking weird? Like, did I smell bad? Like,
did it not feel good?
Right, all of those things.
When in reality, I feel like what I heard a lot in that is, like, most of the time people are just tired. But isn't this, like, such an interesting conversation? Because why do we have such a hard time owning our truth in relationships? Like, that's what I was saying about what my boyfriend and I are working on right now, is just, like, being authentically ourselves. Like, that is, and it's harder than you would think.
Well, we're programmed by movies and porn and all of these things to, like, this perfect picture of what sex is. And, like, what you're seeing on the screen is not real sex.
It's so frustrating to me. We've talked about this a lot with porn, but, like, that is a big fucking issue for women with orgasms. Because, like, first of all, it's teaching guys the wrong kinds of things that are going to actually help a woman. But then too, it's like, you can watch that and also tell when a woman is faking in porn.
Totally.
And it's like, how can you not tell? Are you joking? Right. Like, obviously you've never seen a real orgasm because like, it's not happening the way that you're doing that right there. And then it's not like the noises even that they make. I'm just
half of it's dubbed. Like, if you really
go
back and look, like, a lot of it's, like, overdubbed. And all of the guys are on erectile pills. Like,
right. Like, who can actually stay hard
that long? People
that
don't need that.
Right.
But they do it for the film.
Of course.
You know? Like and there are moments where, like, a perfectly healthy guy, like, it's just not going to work tonight. Mm-hmm. And you have to work through that. Have you ever seen a porn scene where the guy's like, sorry, babe, this isn't happening?
No, I've actually, sorry. I was about to say something probably really crude, so I'm going to stop. I was going to be about, like, I can't remember a time of walking away from sex with a guy where he didn't orgasm. So it's like this weird, I mean, but who knows?
Real,
I guess.
Though.
I guess
was
I should start
real?
Checking condoms.
Yeah.
but I think it's like we associate sex with orgasm so much, just like you said earlier. And like, it's more about the whole thing. Like, we put so much pressure on the ending that becomes an issue if it doesn't happen. And like, sex is so much more than just an orgasm. It's awesome to have an orgasm, but like, the whole experience can still be really enjoyable. And I think that owning that part of it is actually a step in the right direction of communicating about orgasm realness. Because if you're a guy, if you're a girl, like, maybe you're not in the mood that night. Maybe you're fucking tired. Like, maybe you have a headache. Maybe you need to wash your hair.
There's a million reasons.
But like, that doesn't mean you shouldn't be able to communicate that to your partner. And like, I'm saying that thinking to myself, and if my partner communicated that to me, I would need to learn how to not take it personal.
Right.
Because that's, to me, the biggest issue. But I don't think any of us are doing anyone any favors by faking.
Totally. Well, this, I want to go back to this men faking thing.
Okay.
Because I started to touch on this point and then I realized I had moved on.
Mm.
So divorced men are 67% more likely to simulate orgasm than married men. Tied to the idea that they've already had a major relationship fail in their life.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So
fuck, now I'm really like analyzing my relationship.
Right. And wait, so here's another quote from a doctor who's conveniently named Dr. Seth Meyers.
Oh my God.
The main reason that men fake is to avoid having to talk about any potential sex issue. The fear is not having an orgasm and telling the truth about it could generate anxiety in their partner and invite endless discussion. Men would rather avoid the issue altogether than confront it directly.
So interesting.
Yeah.
I think
so. It's a pride man thing. Uh-huh. Like, to me, you know, we were just talking and we've mentioned it earlier, like, it's not just about the end. To me, all of my anxiety in sex is it ending too soon. Like, that's my greatest fear. So, like, there's a fear of orgasm sometimes.
Well, sometimes that can affect your ability to perform too, don't you think? Because you get so in your head and you're like, stop. Right. Yes. Like I've experienced it absolutely that. Absolutely can.
And I would imagine that that's pretty common with guys, you know?
It it's is. Like, yeah. Especially, yeah. Like if you are new in a relationship, like I can think about that scenario right. where it's like, maybe you haven't had sex in a while, like you're saying, and all of a sudden you're having sex all the time and you want to be able to last long enough for your partner. And right. like girls are just slower with this or.
Well, and in, you know, gay male relationships, like you're it's so easy to compare yourself to the other guy.
Oh, I didn't even think about yeah, that.
It's like you're removing the whole woman faking thing.
Oh my yeah. God. What an interesting thought. It actually can cause
like really great anxiety sometimes.
Wow. When you said the thing about a man worrying about his performance, I wonder if aging has, if that's any sort of like issue in there, like as you get older, because isn't sex harder for guys?
Now. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
As they get older.
But now there's pills and there's ways to like, you know, sort of enhance that. And I think that like the stigma around that has sort of gone away. I feel like when Viagra first came onto the market, it was like, every man was like, I got to try one of them pills. You know what I mean? Yeah. But it was also one of those like.
Did you ever try Viagra?
Hell yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
What did it feel like?
I mean, it works.
Like a raging boner? Yeah. For how long?
And I think literally the person who should go down in the marketing hall of fame is the person who wrote this tagline for Viagra. If your erection lasts more than 4 hours, consult a physician.
Why?
Because it gives the idea that you're going to have a hard dick for four. You could have a hard dick for longer than four. It's not 4 hours.
What was it?
I mean, probably an hour.
But isn't that a long time to have a boner? The thing is,
it doesn't just make your dick hard.
Does it make everything feel better?
It gives you the ability for your dick to get hard. Yes, like you're kind of aware of the blood flow there. Like you feel it. But you're not just like walking around with a big boner that you can't control.
Okay,
it just
gives you the ability
to get hard.
I thought it literally gave you a hard dick.
No. I mean, it might for some people. That wasn't my experience.
So that's why, like, I feel like I've seen a movie about this where a guy pops a Viagra at dinner or something.
Yes.
Because like, I was like, oh my God, would he be walking around with a huge boner then?
Yeah.
But no, so, it's just like so if things get going. Like,
in the early days of it, it was like a punchline too. But I think that marketing line like fed into it. Like, holy shit.
Is that a marketing line or a warning?
I mean, it's in the commercial as a warning, but I think it's like, I think it was intentional to be
interesting.
That's not to say that it hasn't happened. And, you know.
Well, there's always those cases.
Yeah, there's always those cases. But,
God.
You know, like, that was the first one to market. Now they've got other ones. Like, I think Cialis you take daily. So that it's just like you're always ready. It's like a lower dosage that you take daily.
Always ready. Never got to get ready. Oh, my God. What was the thing that you were telling me about when you first got here and it was a bunch of different people who wrote in their one lines about faking orgasms?
Yeah. So it's from thecut.com. And that's, it's from 2013. So it's not that new. But they asked a bunch of advice columnists about faking orgasms. And I won't go into like the longer descriptions, but I'll read a few of them. Aaron Bradley from the Daily Beast said faking an orgasm is the same as pretending to like his band.
I love that.
This is actually a good piece of advice from Ask E. Jean on L.
Okay.
Fake, but fake with instructions toward the real thing. So you could be like, oh, right there. And even if it's not working, like you can be like, oh, you know what I mean? It's like
you're giving the right direction. Right. That's an interesting thought.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have to go full-blown fake, but I guess if you're going to do it, they're saying like, at least make sure that they're doing the right thing.
Right. Like push them there rather than being like, you don't know what you're doing. You know what I mean?
That would probably never be a good approach.
It's like training a puppy.
Oh, interesting. You know? Yeah.
Polyester, interesting name from the All, AWL.
Polyester. Is that a real name?
I mean, I'm sure it's just a pen name. Confess to faking, be vulnerable, you deserve an orgasm.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I do too. This is from Anne Claude, The Myth of Vaginal Orgasm. Fakers make other women feel broken.
I mean, that right there is the best point to me, especially if your partner has been with someone before you that's like, you know, oh, I'm just having an orgasm so easy and here it goes. And then they get with you and they're like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Right. Yeah.
You're not doing yourself or other women any fucking favors.
Any favors. And Carrie Tennis from Salon said, fake orgasms, like all forms of deception, are a tool for emotional control.
Okay, that is also interesting. And that was kind of my point when I posted it on Instagram. As we sit here with our men, we're like, no, babe, tell me the truth. Like, I want to know exactly what you're thinking. And like, it's such a big deal for me within a relationship. And I don't know if that comes from like my past or, you know, of lies in a relationship and whatever. But like, it is so important for me with truth.
Yeah.
And I never thought about that. But I'm thinking about all my friends because we talk about wanting to know the truth all the time. And it would just like, I just want to know the truth. I just want to know the truth. But if you're faking an orgasm, you're not fucking telling the truth either. That is not the truth.
Yeah. Well, this is interesting because it's another one from Erin Bradley, who is the one that said the thing about fake bands. And she said, faking is okay because it's your choice, girlfriend. And so
I just don't know about that.
Yeah. I mean, I'll read what her description is because I think it's nice to know the counter argument. She says, you're having sex for you, not for the benefit of future generations. Accordingly, you need to do what works for yours truly. When something doesn't feel right, whether it's faking orgasms or salsa lessons at the community center, you'll know it and you'll stop. Until then, keep your head high and the flogging with a hardcover copy of Our Bodies, Ourselves to a minimum. Feminism is about choices and trusting yourself to make your own decisions.
I mean, I guess that's fair. Like the point about the choices, but I guess my question comes in with, again, intimacy within a relationship. And if you are asking for that from your partner, the faking piece still, it just doesn't feel right to me. It doesn't feel authentic.
Psychology Today said faking is a mate retention strategy.
What does that mean?
It's the likelihood of faking was positively correlated to infidelity risk.
Oh. I actually read that article too.
Yeah. So it's, you're trying to keep somebody happy.
Well, it said something about
yourself,
which is, again, I think there's some programming within women that we need to sacrifice ourselves in order to keep our partner happy. And like, why can't it be both? I just don't understand. Like, I read that article too, and I think it talked a little bit about the male ego. Yeah. And this is a big misconception. John Roa touched on this when we talked to him on our podcast, but that men are oftentimes way more insecure than women. And so if you brought this up to them, they might feel like failures or like, oh my God, and frustrated, or it might be a hard pill to swallow. Hopefully you're in a relationship with a mature enough guy to be like, well, I want to make you happy. I want to do whatever it is. And like, y'all can work together. I said to you earlier, I'm like, you can make it like a fun project, you know, like you're totally. Like, ooh, we got to go try to do sex again. Right. So I can have an orgasm, like figure it out together. Like that's fun.
Well, what's interesting, like you bring this to a really good point. I loved this one. It's from the only man on the list. It's from Dan Savage, who hosts Savage Love, who I think is brilliant. He said, don't fake, period. Never admit to faking, period. And this is his explanation. You could sit him down and tell him the truth, but you'd be running the risk of his never getting erection again in his shock-shortened life. Mm. No straight man can hear, honey, all these times that you thought you'd made me come, well, it was performance art. Without feeling a little smaller, here's what to do. Stop pretending. Let him think for some reason you've suddenly gone non-orgasmic. Getting you going again will be a challenge for him, and most boys love a challenge. Within this deceitful framework, be as honest as you can. Think of your vagina as a very complicated musical instrument you have to teach him how to play, like a mouth harp.
Oh, I love that. Right? A mouth harp.
So, you know, he's saying, like, just stop faking.
Yeah, but don't, you don't have to necessarily be like, it. Hey, every time before right. this, I've faked. I was reading something, and it was from an ABC.com article, but they were talking about one of the main things that women do wrong, and this is kind of where porn comes in, I think, is that jumping right into sex, and this is 100% true for me, jumping right into sex, I'm going to have a hard time orgasming.
Right.
The foreplay is where it's at for women. And like, if that is kissing, cool. If that's going down on her, like all of these things we have to have, like it's like this foundational buildup that we need. And then it's really not that hard, like what it's saying in the other articles. But like, it's not so much harder for men. It's just the way we get there is a little slower or maybe a little more complex, but it can be done.
Right.
But don't skip the foreplay. Don't what skip the fuck? Foreplay.
One other interesting thing that I wanted to bring up, because we haven't really given them much space in this conversation, is lesbians.
I didn't even think about lesbians.
So I found an article in Psychology Today that said that the people that are most likely to have orgasms are men mm-hmm. and lesbians. And the study that they did showed that 95% of straight men reported that they usually or always have orgasms when they're with a woman. Mm-hmm. By contrast, 65% of women say that they always or usually have, straight women.
Okay, wait. Orgasms. Give me that percentage again. The man 95 to 65?
To 65.
Damn, that makes me sad.
Gay men report 89%. Oh, which is so interesting,
it's even
that it's
less.
Lower.
Interesting.
And lesbian women, 86%.
Okay.
And you know, they say they attribute it to the fact that like a woman is more in tune with a female body.
I was gonna say, I feel like I would know.
And if, probably is more willing to explore and try the things that work for her on her partner.
Well, I think you would also know if your partner
if you're
was faking, because I'm
a good
like,
point too.
That wasn't an orgasm, honey.
Yeah.
Like, that's the other thing. I'm like, this faking stuff, and I mean, whatever. I know I've done it before in my life, but like, it's not like, how do you not know? There's like a whole, like, your body like contracts. Like, I don't understand. Like, can you guys, I don't know. I mean, I can't ask you because you have sex with men, but I'm like, can y'all not tell? Are you fucking kidding?
Right. Well, this says, it ends the article saying, based on these results, one recommendation would be for straight men to consult with lesbian women to teach them how to satisfy women. This could also give an economic boom to lesbians.
They're like, you know how you do
an
it.
An interpersonal sensation for straight men.
They're like scissoring. That's where it's at, man.
That's where it's at.
All of a sudden, your husband comes home and he's like, babe, I'm going to try to scissor you tonight with my balls.
Well, it's like, I could imagine like a married woman being like, accusing her husband of like having a lesbian fantasy when he's really just trying to like, get some education to like please his wife better.
Remember when back in this first beginning part of us talking about so much sex and dating, when those women were telling us they watch lesbian porn? This is an interesting thought.
Yeah.
Because this is why I seriously think that. Because remember they were like, I'm straight. Like, I'm not at all interested in like hooking up with a girl. But for some reason, like, if I want to watch porn, I would watch lesbians.
I wonder if in lesbian porn, you're actually seeing real orgasms.
I think
there's
probably
something
so.
About like,
you just know.
There's a carnal
instinctually.
Thing to it. Like, you're seeing like real pleasure for the first time. Interesting.
Fascinating. Well, I mean, not to harp on the porn stuff too much, but I do feel like too, when we talk about like the heterosexual stuff, it's mostly geared toward the man having an orgasm.
Absolutely.
So it's, again, not, I mean, that's like the programming that's happening, which is so bizarre that you can have all of this feminist conversation happening. And at the same time, on the other side, you're like having porn that's being made that's completely not at all about the woman at
Absolutely,
all.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's fascinating. Do you have anything else you want to add to this? I overall think that faking is a lie.
I think so too. And I think it's detrimental to both people.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes little white lies are good for both parties. I think in this case, honesty is best.
See, when you even said that, I was like, what kind of white lies?
You know, like, no, that shirt doesn't make you look fat.
Well, that's what, okay, I did read an article that someone said faking an orgasm is okay because it's equivalent to like, hey, babe, does this dress make me look fat? And you don't ever want them to say yes. But
no,
I'm like,
no, your fat body makes you look fat. So you just got to be honest there too.
I guess, but yeah, I just like, this to me feels different because by faking, I think you do yourself the disservice of not having an orgasm.
Right.
So it's like, I don't know. It just feels different because like, don't you want to enjoy sex?
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy to me.
I don't know. I'm all for it. Power of the pussy. Have those orgasms.
And men, make your ladies come.
And also like, men ask. Yeah. Just, I think it's like as simple as being like, hey, what can I do better? Or what do I need to do? And like start, if your girl is not starting the conversation, maybe you should.
I have a question for you.
Okay. Oh God.
Do you think men should call women out when they think that they're faking it?
Yeah, I actually do.
Yeah.
We just did the silent
thing.
No,
it's like,
I do, because then it's like, first of all, either then her performance is going to have to get like really fucking good, or she's going to have to get honest
and
be like, fuck, yes, okay, fine, I'm faking and I can't get off. Like, I don't know what's happening, but it's not working for me. And then it either starts the conversation and you start to go through it together, or like I
you
said,
move on.
You either move on or she's going to have to really up her like acting skills.
Stella Adler masturbation classes.
When Harry Met Sally like 800 times.
Yeah. I mean, any guy who thinks that that's what a real orgasm looks
no.
like. Well, and I think too, it's like, guys, if you're going to call out your partner on it, like you have to do it with some, give them some grace.
Yeah, be nice.
Cause like do it because you want, like approach it because you want to be pleasing them, right. not because you want the satisfaction of knowing whether or not they were lying.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a tough conversation. All of these things are hard. I think that if you go in with the gentleness and kindness of knowing your partner probably has good intentions on both sides, it can make it a lot easier.
And then the sex ends up better for both of you.
Exactly. And who doesn't want better sex? Who doesn't want better sex? It's always fun. All right. Well, I think that's all we have for you guys this week. Keep the questions coming. We really do need to dive into this porn and masturbation conversation, I feel.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because it's like a tough one. Mm-hmm. All of these things that we talk about because we don't think they should be taboo to talk about. Like, I think to me, it's just like, I need to know the answers to this stuff. And I know a lot of my friends and I talk about it. So like, why are we making stuff so hard to talk about? Because I think this is why exactly why things like faking orgasms is happening.
Totally. And look, if you would have asked me a year ago if this is what I would be doing
with like, your life,
I would have been like, fuck no, I'm not talking right. about that shit so right. people can hear me talk about it. So it's like, I'm feeling the effects of just talking about it.
Yeah.
So it's a good
thing.
Like
it's helping you get more
totally.
Honest too.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you guys got some information out of us, and I hope you are all having orgasms by yourself or with someone else. And keep the questions coming. Have a good weekend. Always remember to
act casual unless it means faking an orgasm. Bye.
Bye.